Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita police investigating a woman's death. We've got the story.
The first batch of rental scooters has arrived in Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Three Kansas cases are on the U.S. Supreme Court's fall docket. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A ridge of high pressure continues to build across the Central Plains, and that's going to cause our temperature to soar throughout the week. Our full forecast is coming up.
Police are investigating a death in North Wichita. Officers called to the 2700 block of East 10th at around 6:15 last evening. They found a woman in her 70s inside the home, unresponsive. She was later pronounced dead at the scene. Two other people were inside the home at the time. Investigators are working to determine what happened to the woman.
A man is dead after a motorcycle crash this morning in Derby. First responders were called to Meadowlark and Rock after 1 in the morning. They found a man in his 20s who was pronounced dead at the scene. No more information was immediately available.
The first batch of 500 rental scooters through the Spin app are now on the streets in Wichita. After a ribbon-cutting ceremony Monday morning involving Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell and others,
we are really excited to welcome these scooters to Wichita. We are rolling along with some improvements to our city to make Wichita a destination city while working to implement quality of life with amenities like scooters that'll make Wichita a more attractive place to call home.
Police Lieutenant Stephen Patton urges motorists to watch out for the new scooters.
Other drivers be aware that these are going to be on the streets now. Treat them as a traffic unit. Treat them like you would a bicyclist. And be careful and be safe and be aware of your surroundings and be a defensive driver.
Within a few weeks, there will be more than 1,000 e-scooters available for rental in Wichita's downtown area.
Attorney General Derek Schmidt says the U.S. Supreme Court's fall docket includes three Kansas cases.
Schmidt announced Monday that for the first time in modern Kansas history, the state has three cases before the court at one time. Schmidt's office will represent the state in all three. The first to be heard this fall involves an appeal in a capital murder case filed by James Caller, who killed four relatives in Burlingame in November 2009. He argues Kansas law unconstitutionally prevented him from using an insane defense. The second deals with an identity theft case out of Johnson County. The third involves a Douglas County traffic stop. The Kansas Supreme Court overturned convictions in both cases, and the state is appealing. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump sparking bipartisan criticism for tweets directed at four freshman congresswomen.
The four Democratic freshmen women from minority communities call themselves the Squad. They responded to comments from President Trump suggesting they go back where they came from.
This is the agenda of white nationalists.
Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar is a naturalized U.S. citizen. Her family fled Somalia in her youth. The three other Squad members, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Pressley, and Rashida Tlaib, were born in the U.S.
This is not the first, nor will it be the last time we hear disgusting, bigoted language from the president.
As Republicans returned to the Capitol Monday, a growing number also offered criticism of the president's weekend tweets. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Tough new changes to the nation's asylum laws go into effect today.
The White House pushing ahead with a strict new asylum policy. Under the policy, migrants trying to enter from the U.S. southern border would have to seek asylum in one of the countries they first came through before getting into the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the change a, quote, clear abdication of American humanitarianism. But Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli tells Fox News at night,
we have over 300,000 case backlog in asylum. And they're getting in the way of people who have legitimate asylum claims, legitimate persecution claims.
The American Civil Liberties Union says to expect a legal challenge. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
A Valley Center man accused of child sex crimes was in court Monday. Stephen Walters charged with 3 counts of rape, 1 count of aggravated criminal sodomy. Prosecutors say the victims were under 14 years of age. Crimes took place allegedly between November 2017 and this past July 5th. Walters is being held on a $500,000 bond. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals home baseball action last night. We'll recap coming up in sports.
Today is the 50th anniversary of the launch of Apollo 11. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Steve, it's 10 in the morning now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will discuss a new integrated care team. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
We're going to put together a team that's going to respond with different resources to some of those in our community that have some mental health issues. So we have a police officer, a person from ComCare that's specializes in mental health, and the EMT to respond to some of these calls that right now just our police and fire are responding to.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
A woman in Missouri took the matter into her own hands after her SUV was stolen.
Danielle Reno of Kansas City came out to where she parked, but she couldn't find her Toyota 4Runner. Not only was the vehicle stolen, but so was her wallet full of debit cards and her cell phone all inside. She filed the police report, but started an investigation of her own by tracking purchases and phone activity. That led her to a gas station where the attendant told her the car thieves had mentioned going to an Applebee's. When she showed up, there was the perp with Danielle's wallet and keys in hand. Clay County deputies arresting the car stealer, but the actual vehicle was in bad shape. Danielle says there was damage to the interior, it smelled awful, and they even left some beer in the back seat. John Saucier, Fox News.
A federal judge slashing the damages that Bayer owes a California man who blamed Roundup weed killer for his cancer.
The judge, based in San Francisco, cutting the award to $25.27 million from $80.27 million, but rejected Bayer's bid for a new trial. Edwin Hardiman said he used Roundup for many years, beginning in the 1980s, to treat poison oak and weeds on his property. He was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2014, but is now in remission. He's one of more than 13,400 plaintiffs who have sued Bayer and Monsanto over Roundup, saying the active ingredient glyphosate is unsafe. Bayer, in a statement, called the judge's decision a step in the right direction, but says it still plans to appeal. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this morning we've got several accidents out there right now. We have a traffic accident. This is on K96 northbound, and it's between Meridian and Broadway. Watch for a slowdown there. We also have a couple of other traffic accidents, one at 13th and Park Place east of Riverside. Avoid that area, and another traffic accident at on Hillside at Lewis, just north of Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Already it's a warm start to the day for us, and temperatures continue to climb throughout the afternoon. We will likely be near 90 by midday around noontime, our high 96. Clear tonight, our low 77, sunny, windy, and 100 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, and 71 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:12 here on this Tuesday morning, July 16th. Big anniversary in U.S. history, the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 launch, the launch that would take 3 men to the moon. With us this morning, talk a little bit more about that. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
Wow, this is a big, big day. I mean, the United States put technology ahead by many years by doing this mission, and we pulled it off. Pretty smoothly, I guess, huh?
Pretty smoothly, yes. This was the culmination of a lot of work to make something like this happen. And ultimately, while it was a great advancement and achievement for science, it was a great achievement for geopolitics. It had solidified the U.S. technological superiority to the USSR, which was incredibly important at the time. And was really the turning point, I think, of the Cold War in many ways, because it did show that the Americans could outdo the Russians. The Russians had bested us in space a number of times, putting the first satellite, the first person up to space. Khrushchev laughed that when the Americans would get to the moon, there will be a Russian there to greet them. That didn't happen. We got there first, and there's a... there's a lot of bragging rights in that, but also it had to do with some very smart people and a team of hundreds of thousands of people who made this happen. And it has been perhaps the crowning jewel of human achievement, I don't think unsurpassed.
Of course, as you mentioned, the Russians put the satellite up first, the Sputnik, and that got Eisenhower's attention when he was in the office, because this was a military man who understood the potential for space for military reasons. Not only that, not only the humanitarian space exploration, but the military. And so he got upset, and then he passed that along to Kennedy, and Kennedy said, yeah, let's go and do this. And it was really incredible the way we were challenged by the president at that time.
Certainly. And, Kennedy gets a lot of, recognition.
Sure.
For making the goal. It was shepherded along by Johnson and ultimately came to fruition under Nixon. It was something that was truly a bipartisan love that was seen, I think, by everyone as good for the nation. And if we look back at the time as well, 1969 was not an easy year for this country. It was a very turbulent time. Perhaps almost as turbulent as now, perhaps more so in the backdrop of the Vietnam War, it was something that every American could seem to get behind, and they did. And baby boomers, the hippies, if you will, still look back at that moment as a prime moment of their life, and everyone can remember where they were when it happened. The generation before the baby boomers, if they had a moment like that, it was Pearl Harbor, and the generations after was 9/11. So for that generation, it was a high moment, I think it remains so.
You make a good point, because we had the assassinations of RFK and with Martin Luther King Jr. Then you had a president who said, I'm not going to run again, who was brought down by all that turmoil in the Vietnam War. The country was in a bad way and really needed this boost. And I think Apollo 11 went a long way to helping all of Americans feel good about themselves again.
I think you're right.
All right. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it, Evan. Fox News Radio's Evan Round there. 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 launch. And he's right, but he failed to mention the Kennedy assassination. There's where you were at the time, but a lot of people are thinking today, well, what was I doing there in 1969 when those guys were taken off to go to the moon? Some of the television coverage I've seen, I saw some stuff on CBS this weekend with the late Walter Cronkite, and boy, was he into space and into that program. He was really excited about traveling space. Of course, the guy had an aeronautical background, and Walter Cronkite was CBS, and the most respected man in America, the anchorman. He had flown in World War II. He'd flown with the bombers as a Stars and Stripes correspondent, mm-hmm. And he'd been on many bombing missions over Europe, and he understood flight and understood the importance of what we were doing there. Anyway, it's a great time to remember what happened 50 years ago. I want to just one real quickly say thank you to the folks who responded to my own little Facebook page yesterday about 49 years. Yesterday was the anniversary of my start in radio 49 years ago.
49 years.
Had a lot of friends and people that just responding, and it's really nice to hear.
Yeah.
It's nice to read good things about yourself every now and then. And, I don't know how it's an accomplishment of staying power, if nothing else, but 49 years on the radio. We're looking for, well, next year, maybe we'll hit 50 if we're lucky, Ted.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
8:19, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time for sports with Ted Woodward this morning, talking about the Royals seem to be doing a little better after the All-Star break, Ted.
Yeah, a nice little week going here. They've won 3 out of 4 since the All-Star break, including another victory last night. The Royals and the Chicago White Sox up at Kauffman Stadium. You heard the game on sports radio, KFH.
Brings the pitch home. Lopez singles to left. That's a base hit. Dozier will score. Soler stops at second. The Royals have a 3-1 lead.
And some nice offense going there for the Royals to go along with the pitching of Jacob Junis, who had a career-high 10 strikeouts. Royals 5, White Sox 2, as the White Sox strand 10 runners on base in the loss. Game 2 of this 4-game series, White Sox-Royals, is tonight up in Kansas City, about 7:15 game time tonight. Listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Let's get a minor league update on former Wichita State Shocker Luke Ritter, drafted just last month. He is now in single A with the New York Mets, got another walk last night. Luke's pretty good at getting on base. He is tied for second in the New York Penn League in bases on balls. Got on again last night. Former Shocker Luke Ritter in single A with the Mets. The NBA Summer League finishing up in Las Vegas yesterday with the championship game. Memphis Grizzlies over the Minnesota Timberwolves, coming off the bench for the T-Wolves as the sixth man. Barry Brown, the former Kansas State Wildcat, had 12 points and 3 rebounds, made a couple of three-pointers. Pretty good NBA Summer League in Vegas for the former Kansas State Wildcat, Barry Brown. He averaged 8 points and 2 rebounds, trying to get that roster spot with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Major League Baseball in St. Louis last night. Cardinals and the Pirates. Easy win for the Cardinals, 7-0. And it was a special night for St. Louis up in the broadcast booth. St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Famer, broadcaster Mike Shannon, was celebrating his 80th birthday last night on the air for the Cardinals Radio Network.
Here's the pitch for O'Neill. Swinging a long high fly ball to center field. This has got a chance. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah. Two-run homer, and the Cardinals now lead it 5-0.
Cardinals 7-0 over the Pirates. Mike Shannon, 62 years with the Cardinals organization.
Wow.
9 as a player, 53 as a broadcaster.
You see, I only have 49. I'm not even close to Shannon.
You've got a ways to go to catch Mike Shannon.
Damn.
3 wins in a row for the Cardinals. They are the number 2 team in the wild card spot right now in the National League. The number 2 wild card spot, with 70 games to go in the season. And a big birthday today, one of the bigger sports names to ever come out of Wichita, Kansas. Former NFL running back Barry Sanders is 51 years old today. Of course, running back at Wichita North High School, and won the Heisman Trophy at Oklahoma State, and became one of the all-time great running backs in the National Football League, number 2 all-time when he retired. Still in good health, and he's still number 3 on the all-time NFL rushing list.
Terrific athlete.
Yeah. Only 3 schools offered him scholarships.
Why,
coming out of North.
Why, because he was too little or something, or they just didn't scout him very well? Or
he was undersized, and he didn't play that much. His older brother, Byron, was kind of the big
star. Yeah.
Barry didn't really kind of come on until late in his senior year, kind of the second half of his senior year.
Wow. That's when, all right.
Who offered him scholarships besides Oklahoma State?
No idea.
Tulsa and Emporia State were the only other two schools that offered him scholarships.
Okay, KU and K-State missed it, didn't they?
Sure did. Boy, did they. Well, so did everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
But KU and K-State, they weren't locked in on him.
You know, sometimes those guys ought to come down to Wichita from Lawrence and
Manhattan. Didn't happen that year. Let's face it, KU and K-State back then were terrible.
Yeah.
And they still couldn't find Barry Sanders, who was 100 miles away from the campus.
There's a reason they were terrible.
That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. I'll keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. A new poll for a freshman congresswoman and what it says. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.